Today's recording is l'schus in the honor of the birthday and refuah shlema, complete healing of Eli Warsinger, Eliezer, Moshe, Ben Sharon, and Miriam. May have a successful year in all things physical and spiritual. Today is the Yahrzeit, the day of the passing of the holy Tzanz Arav, the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. And the holiness of the Tzanz Arav, of course, is unspeakable, and all the great tzaddikim testified that Rav Chaim Halberstam, the rabbi of Tzanz, reached a level of holiness that in some ways was like Rabbi Akiva, the holy Tana. But one of the incredible things about the Tzanz Arav was that much of what he did was in a hidden way. He did things in a way and brought down blessing and holiness and light to this world in a way that often wasn't very visible. It wasn't seen that that's what was happening. For instance, the Minchas Aluza, the Munkach Rebbe, writes that he heard from his father, the Darkei Tshuva, who saw that whenever the Tzanz Arav was at a wedding and he was reading the Tanoim, the consensual contract that's read before a chuppah, before an actual marriage, that Tzanz Arav would always fall asleep. He would start reading the Tanoim, and then all of a sudden he'd just like fall asleep. After a minute or two, he'd wake up and continue reading the Tanoim. And people didn't understand, why was he falling asleep? But the Munkach Rebbe explained that, of course, the deeper reason is because, just like in Genesis, when God created Eve from Adam, it says, Vayishan, that in order for there to be the building, the complete unification of male and female, the male had to fall asleep, which is a very deep Kabbalistic idea. About the ability of the feminine power to manifest in the world, there has to be a holding back of the masculine, etc. And the Divrei Chaim was instantiating this supernal rectification by falling asleep. And for instance, on the opposite spectrum, there was one time a machlekes, a big fight between the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz and the Sadiger, the Ruzhin dynasty, another Hasidic dynasty. And the Tzanz Arav would curse the Sadiger Rebbe, this other Rebbe. And the Sadiger Rebbe himself said that when the Tzanz Arav is cursing, those are the deepest, deepest blessings. It's God himself allowing the blessings, this deep light, to come into the world in such a hidden way that it seems to be in a concealment of curses. And the Tzanz Arav got this, by the way, from his Rebbe, from his teacher, the Naftali of Rupshitz, who would always say jokes. He would say a lot of jokes. And the Tzanz Arav himself testified about his Rebbe, that when the Rupshitzer would say jokes, all the worlds and all the heavens would storm and have unifications and supernal ascents from the what looked like just like simple jokes of the Rupshitzer. So there was this whole tradition in Tzanz coming from Rupshitzer of concealing the deepest things in what seemed externally to be mundane and simple things. And this is a great background to understand another story and a very important idea that the Tzanz Arav himself said that one time another rabbi, another big Rav, came to the Tzanz Arav. And the Tzanz Arav had heard that this rabbi, that his way is to chastise and say Musar to his congregants. And apparently the Tzanz Arav knew that he wasn't doing it in a way of concealing deeper things. He was just literally chastising them. And the Reb Chaim Tzanz asked him, tell me, why do you give Musar? Why do you give fear and scare your congregants, your followers? So this Rav responded that he wants them to do tshuva. He wants them to repent. He wants them to get close to Hashem. And Reb Chaim Tzanz Arav said, the best way to get Jews to be close to Hashem is to give them a lot of blessings and a lot of parnasa, a lot of blessings, a lot of good things, sustenance, and all things that they need in physical world. And the simple reason, of course, because it says in Pirkei Avos, in En Kamachim Ein Torah, if there's no flour, there's no bread, there can't be Torah. But the Tzanz Arav explained in a deeper way, it means because in Kamach is Torah, within the flour, within the bread is Torah, meaning that when a tzaddik gives blessings, and gives gashmias, gives blessings and salvation for what people need in all things in their physical life, a tzaddik is able to give over in that physical sustenance, in those physical salvations, the light of Hashem, and that itself brings people closer to God. The shefa, the flow of blessing that a tzaddik gives over to people, that itself is in a deep way giving that person the deepest, deepest relationship in light of God in their life. May we be zeicha on this day of the Yahrzeit of Reb Chaim Halberstam of the Tzanz Arav, zeicha tzaddik levracha, that especially in our generation where we don't openly see tzaddikim that are alive physically giving blessings like we had for many, many generations, It seems to be in so many ways a dark generation, based on what the Tzanzer Rav taught and showed, that dafka in such situation there could be the biggest blessings, the biggest light of Hashem, the biggest salvation. May we all be zeich, we should all merit to see the shefa and the flow and the blessings that tzaddikim are continuing to bring in the world even today, even when we don't see them physically alive. And come to realize how in this situation is really the biggest light giving to all of the Jewish people, until we'll be see with Mashiach, that tzaddikim coming alive again in this world.